little worm called Caenorhabditis elegans helped three scientists win a Nobel Prize. They won it for studying the early part of the little worm's short lifespan, which lasts somewhere between 12 and 18 days. Now, another team of scientists is studying the end of the worm's lifespan, and they think that what they've discovered so far may prove valuable to humans as they, too, grow older. The worm, which measures only a millimeter long, begins its life moving about at a fast pace, but after a while it slows down. Scientists guess that the worm's nervous system was gradually weakening, nerve cells dying, and that this was responsible for the worm's sluggishness. But to their surprise, they found that the nervous system didn't change at all with age, that no nerve cells were lost. It's the same scenario in humans. As people age, if they're healthy anyhow, they don't seem to lose nerve cells. However, what does change over time for both humans and this little worm is muscle tissue. As people age, their muscles undergo a process called sarcopenia, meaning that they lose muscle mass and become weaker. This worm seems to suffer the same fate. For instance, muscle fibers in both the worm and humans are normally bundled together neatly, but as both species age, they become disorganized. Though the worm is indeed a simpler organism than our humans, the team of scientists thinks that further study of the worm's weakening muscles may lead to a treatment for sarcopenia in humans. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Susan Strom in biology. I'm Don Glass.